human needs wherever, whenever, and however they can. Every year, they help more than 30 million Americans in poverty battle daily challenges. And you can help ensure that hope marches on this holiday season. This year, the need is greater than ever. In 2020, the pandemic sent 8 million more Americans into poverty, the largest single-year jump since the government began tracking poverty in 1960. That's 8 million more people facing impossible decisions. Should I pay my utilities or buy groceries? Should I take a third job or take time for my kids? These are the choices no one should have to make. Make sure that hope marches on this Christmas season by dialing #250 on your phone and saying Salvation Army. You'll have the opportunity to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message that links to a donation form. The Salvation Army, doing the most good.
The inventor of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, and his team fit us for our very own MyPillows. These pillows won't go flat. You can wash and dry them constantly. And most importantly, they're made in the USA.
If you don't own a MyPillow or know someone who doesn't, now is the time to buy. Mike's offering his standard MyPillow for $19.98. Originally, they're almost $70. That's a $50 savings with the promo code Clay and Buck. The King Pillow, only $10 more. Along with the lowest price offer, Mike's also extending a money-back guarantee trial until March 1st of next year.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but rotating discounts on 150-plus MyPillow products, from the Giza Dream bed sheets to the mattress topper, slippers, and more. Enter promo code Clay and Buck or call 800-792-3269. Again, that phone number is 800-792-3269. 3269. Again, that phone number is 800-792-3269.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Get the stories and scores that matter to you on the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions, where you can save up to 50% on your health insurance premiums. The KMZQ
Broadcasting
Sports Flash,
live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The case of three white men charged with murder in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery has gone to the jury after a nearly two-week trial in which prosecutors argued the defendants provoked the final confrontation. Defense attorneys insisted their clients acting in self-defense. Courtesy of Court TV and jury instructions, Superior Court Judge Timothy Walmsley says the jury must consider all the facts here.
Your verdict should be a true verdict based upon your opinion of the evidence according to the laws given you in this charge. You are not to show favor or sympathy to one party or the other. It is your duty to consider the facts objectively without favor, affection, or sympathy to any party.
No one was charged in the killing until one of the defendants' video leaked, and the Georgia Bureau of Investigation took over the case from local police. Also at townhall.com, the U.S. going to release 50 million barrels of oil from the country's emergency stockpile.
With gas prices 50% higher than they were a year ago, President Biden made the decision to tap into the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve, or SPR. The administration hopes the move will ease energy costs, but critics are not convinced. Some Republicans argue that tapping the SPR won't stop inflation. And the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says the White House should encourage domestic production of oil and natural gas instead.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. A federal jury says three retail pharmacy chains did not do enough to stop the flow of opioid pills in two Ohio counties. The verdict handed down against CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart, and could set the tone for U.S. city and county governments
that want to hold pharmacies accountable for their roles in the opioid crisis, a crisis that's killed 500,000 Americans in the past two decades. The Dow is up 171 points, but the NASDAQ down 140. More at townhall.com.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dynovite to supplement their pet's diet.
We started Dynovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dynovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dynavite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the Silver State's unemployment rate dipped again in October, dropping to 7.3%. That's down 0.2% from September, and far better than last October's unemployment rate of 12%. Nevada added 11,200 jobs last month, boosting employment by more than 96,700 jobs since October of 2020. Well, can someone make the Oakland A's an offer too good to refuse? The Howard Hughes Corporation says it's willing to offer the Major League Baseball team land in Summerlin to build its stadium at no charge. The A's recently announced that they've put in a bid to buy a plot of land in the Vegas Valley in which they could build a baseball stadium. In May, Major League Baseball officials gave the A's permission to explore relocation options after the team reached an impasse with Oakland officials over the building of a new baseball stadium. Well, Bill Henschy, a member of the 60s teen idol trio Dino, Desi, and Billy, and a longtime Henderson resident, has passed away. He reportedly died Saturday at his Santa Monica home of his sister. He was 70 years of age.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Watch for an incident in the cleanup phase there on the right shoulder. It's 215 westbound at the airport connector. Also, some activity there, 215 northbound at Pebble. Extremely slow through the Spaghetti Bowl right now. 515 at the 15 interchange and 515 westbound at Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart and optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And it's Tuesday. My name is Pat Casale. Welcome to the show. You know, there's so much to talk about. I don't know where to go. You know, I get asked these questions, and I'm like, what am I going to talk about? Well, the jury deliberating in Georgia on the Ahmaud Arbery case. Yet, there's black militia outside, Black Panther militia. Then you have a situation where you have a video showing a man in a wheelchair getting brutally attacked in New York City as crime soars in liberal haven. Wherever is liberalism, you see crime rising. Then you look at the incident over the weekend where we have an individual in Waukesha who rides into a parade, killing five people, injuring 40. This guy was arrested, I don't know how many days earlier, and let out on bail. This guy tried to kill his wife or the mother to the child with his car. This guy's got a criminal record a mile long, yet they let him out on $1,000 bail. Now, this goes back to thinking how Tlaib and company, they want to empty the prisons within the next 10 years. Why would you empty the prisons when you have scum like this walking the streets? I mean, I want to know. Then you got a BLM member making a video on a minute and 7 seconds. The Black Revolution may have just started up in Wisconsin. So because Rittenhouse shot three white people, we're now looking at this as a racially motivated shoot. Now, I didn't want to bring this up, but I'm going to. You look at these three pieces of trash that were shot in Wisconsin with criminal records an arm length long in small print. So if you made that big print, it was probably about 10 feet long. You got a guy that was a pedophile who openly said he was going to kill this effer, mother effer. He said this. It's on audio. Now, the same, here's my point. Between the two cases, one in Wisconsin and one in Georgia, here's what the defense had in Georgia. They have audio and visual to prove that Arbery was murdered. I don't give a behind. Whatever these lawyers want to fight and say, oh, it was self-defense. Kiss my behind, please. You want to make a house arrest? You don't need to be armed. Just grab them, tackle them, and hold them down, and deal with the lawsuit potentially down the line if he's innocent. You're not law enforcement. And in the case in Rittenhouse case, he was innocent. No question about it. That was self-defense. And all these people that keep coming out, whether it's Whoopi Goldberg or it's CNBC or Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, whatever, they're making huge mistakes and they're creating a war. And then you have this guy who came out and said, maybe, I'm not saying it was, but maybe Daryl Brooks did this on purpose. Maybe this is part of the BLM movement. And I have to be honest with you, if that's the case, what you're going to start seeing is you're going to start seeing more and more people shot in the streets. These threats can't happen. You know, you tried to intimidate the jury in Wisconsin. What was it, MSNBC or MSNBC tailed them as they were leaving the court, the jury? I mean, what are you trying? And then you have this same militia now down in Georgia threatening. I got to be honest with you. I have faith in our legal system. I was going to talk about medical today because I wanted to talk about these Medicare Advantage plans. I will later. But going into this right now, do you people realize just how crazy this is? Mob rule never succeeds. You don't believe me? Watch the show called The Oxbow Incident with Henry Fonda, Anthony Quinn, and company. Unbelievable. It's a great story about a lynching that was wrong. And they found out they were wrong. They shouldn't have committed. They actually murdered four people or three people that they thought cattle rustled. We have the Oxbow. It's now the Oxbow Incident 2021. What's going on right now in America is totally, absolutely wrong. Let the system do its work. Listen, if they get a bad verdict, I'm all about, you know, protesting or appealing it, doing whatever you can. But the Rittenhouse case to me was open and shut based on evidence. Audio and visual evidence. You can't dispute it. The same could be said about what happened in Georgia. But we're making a mountain out of a molehill here. And let me tell you right now, I think these three guys are going down hard in Georgia, no question about it, with 11 white jurors. I think the jurors are going to do the right thing. I thought the prosecutor was brilliant. I cannot believe that a defense attorney would talk about somebody's toenails and feet. I mean, you can't make this up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's absolutely asinine, the arguments they're trying to make. I hope the Arbery family can be made whole. I don't know if they find it. Financially, I don't know how they can be made whole. But I hope they get to be made whole. And I got to tell you something. I watched the Rittenhouse interview last night. Compelling. He is not a killer. This is not a bad guy. And I say, you know what? The prosecution in Wisconsin was playing politics. And politics cannot become part of our judicial system. If it does, our judicial system is over, and you're going to see Oxbow incidents every year now going forward. We cannot have this happen in America. It's insane. It's insane. On top of all this angst in the climate of the population with racism and the division, then you turn around and you look at what's going on with inflation. They're talking about Thanksgiving's cost is going to be about 30% more this year than last year, or ever, maybe the highest ever. Then you look at the White House is going to come out now. They're going to use the reserves of fuel to try to lower the gas prices. Maybe Mr. Biden should consider, he should consider not closing the pipelines, bringing back the energy independence. And this all ties it together, ladies and gentlemen. The left is the, I blame the left for what's going on in America economically, politically, and legally. It's insane. In New York City, you have a mayor who's a schmuck and a half. And de Blasio, real name is Wilhelm, by the way. And they want to defund police. They want to change the rules around like it's no big deal. And you're killing people. You're getting people beaten to death. You got cops being bombarded with rocks and whatever. Then you have people in wheelchairs getting a crap beat out of them on a subway station. And you look at what the government did last year regarding landlords with the moratoriums, and these landlords are now going bankrupt. The government is implementing all of this. They've infected our system with regard to inflation across the board. They've created an underemployed society because people are getting more money staying home. Now, here's the thing. When I say underemployed, I'm not talking about monetarily. I'm not talking about how much you're getting paid. But we have about 11 million job openings. And all these great unions that we're talking how they're going to be there for the workers. How are we making out in Nevada with 21,000 strip people still not back to work? They want to go back to work. They can't get back in. And what do you think will be the repercussions of everything that has been done between crime and the economy by the politicians in office? I mean, right now, to me, if they're lucky the election is in January because the Democrats will be wiped out. And I firmly believe the big package that's been – it's not going to get approved. Even though the Congress approved it, the Senate's going to nail it. I think Manchin and Sinema are going to vote against it. And now they're going to have a real problem. And it makes total sense to me why they should vote against it. Look at where we are as a country right now. Look at this. And you look at the healthcare system, our educational system. They suck. It's amazing. Everything. If you own real estate, you're crushed. The only people making out on this are the elected officials. They're living and they're eating steak, while the rest of the people can't even afford chopped meat and hamburger. And by the way, have you gone out to dinner lately and seen how the steaks are dwindling in size? But the cost hasn't. Inflation is here, and it's not going away anytime soon. Unless you brought back the Trump policies, maybe that would work. But could you imagine seeing a visual on the news from a BLM member saying, hey, the revolution has started? What kind of problems are you looking for, man? And that's the other thing. If this was a BLM riot in Wisconsin, what about these criminals that came from other parts of the country, these white dudes that got shot, and they're criminals? I mean, how can people make an argument for them? I can make an argument that Arbery was murdered. Why can't other people see that these three pieces of trash got what was coming to them? What am I missing here in the correlation? We'll open up the phone line shortly, but let me just say this. If you're not scared about what's going on in America, there's something wrong. You don't have a pulse, because I'm nervous. This is scaring the hell out of me. I'm watching a video today of a man in a wheelchair. I don't know what the man said or did, but they're pounding on a man in a wheelchair. And the last time I checked, a man in a wheelchair is pretty defenseless, unless he's got a gun in his hand. And by the way, he's lucky they didn't take him from behind and throw him into a train. By the way, about 3 weeks ago, I thought there was a gal in New York that tried to throw a guy in front of a moving train. They finally arrested her. This is the crime of Manhattan. By the way, it's not by coincidence, San Francisco. They're looting Nordstrom's like it's like there's nobody's business. I mean, imagine you invest your money into a store. You want to open it with your family. And anybody steals $950 or less, they can't be prosecuted. But they could steal your products. This is what the liberals have done in the United States. This is not the United States of America. We are the divided states of America. The divided states are the states that are red and the states that are blue. The states that are red have law enforcement. The states that are blue are going wacko. My name is Pat Casale. You're listening to Live and Local now.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after a car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them because they think the at-fault driver will actually be the one who has to pay. The truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. So if you're hurt in a wreck, make one call. That's all.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Attention Nevada Patriots, this is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test complete.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business. It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan, they'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The boss. Now, not the boss, but he is. Phone number here is 702-866-6700. Let me share with you some freaking headlines of what we're seeing here. Progressive DA makes big admission about the Bailey set for the parade horror suspect. Brooks was getting let out for pennies. BLM members films disturbing message about Waukesha attack, saying the revolution has started. We're not done yet. It gets better. So, $1,000 bail for this guy is unbelievable. But then you go down the line and you see that Biden's administration is removing the Trump-era data collection on his sexual assaults committed by teachers. Now, why would you do that? I said we got to bust up the public school system and take our kids out of the school. The Department of Education is proposing to roll back attempts at collecting additional data on teacher perpetrated sexual assaults. Are you kidding me? Why shouldn't that be transparent? Any teacher who assaults a child should be skinned alive. I'm dead serious. I'm not radical. You touch a child when you're inappropriately, they should chop off your fingers to start with, depending on how far the penetration goes or how far your sexual act goes. That's ridiculous. Then we see, further down the line, D.C. hits a grim homicide milestone not seen in nearly 20 years. That's the homicide rate. Newsom tells California mayors to step up after the mob of looters make six-figure Nordstrom heist. You think you're a little late there, Newsom, to the party? Three suspects in custody of a smash-and-grab robbery at Nordstrom store at the Grove, LAPD says. Violent mobs hit dozens of businesses in Liberal City as smash-and-grab incidents rage out of control. That's San Francisco. Listen, my buddy calls me and goes, hey, listen, do you want to go to the Stanford-Notre Dame game? Nope. Nope. Why? I wouldn't go to San Francisco. Well, that's south of the city. We're not going to stay up in San Francisco. I have no interest to give California my money. Nope. Screw California. They deserve an earthquake to sink into the ocean so we have beachfront property in Nevada. I really believe that. These are the headlines of today. And I got to be honest. Are we a third world nation? Are we a banana republic? It's coming. It's here. And then you got Jen,